Yeah.
Yo, I can't lie, he's my Dylan is my nigga, yeah?
Yeah.
But Jamaica got pumped the other day, and I was watching the highlights.
Was he go?
Which one? Against Catalonia?
Yeah.
They live in a real country, bro.
The highlights.
Yeah, but then to be fair, they had
ballers. No, they did. But the highlights looked a bit spooky. Like, I was gonna quote tweet it. Not even to rip him, just to say like, oh, this man got pumped. And then I clocked he was in goal. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that.
Let me just
leave this one alone.
There's a couple times.
That Ricky Pooh look like Messi, bro.
That Ricky Pooh got looking like fucking...
One second.
Who's that?
He hung up.
You heard.
Yeah. He had the slander.
I should have put him on. Yo!
Get off the airways, you suck.
The little come Australia, I'll get him a little contract, man.
Australia's long though, bro.
I'll give him a little side, man.
You might as well start off. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, want to introduce yourself?
Are we kicking it? Are we already recording?
We record. Yeah.
Oh.
Nah, nigga.
We ain't recording now.
Nah, nigga, come on. we're not recording.
Are we recording?
Are we not recording?
I don't know.
Are we recording?
Bro, it's meant to be you.
Wait, it's not rolling.
Oh, it's rolling.
See, he's the.
Okay.
Oh, we ain't even poured up the drink.
Yeah, whatever.
What local drinks, man? Why you do that thing there? Well,
man, become the bartender today.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Havana Club.
We wish.
Alright, cool. You see when they start suing, we do not condone.
You don't condone anything.
But
are you alright, bro?
Chill, what are you doing, bro?
Are you alright?
Let's go around it.
You got a heavy hand.
Bro.
That man there got no finesse, bro.
On your drink inside.
I got a heavy hand, bro. That man there got no finesse.
Put that hard hand on. You put that hard hand on women, nigga.
No way to pass, bro.
Come on, bro.
Hey, Brett Favre, bullet everything. No touch.
Bro, relax, bro. That emitter's got to go 80 yards, get me? See what the defense is giving you. Got to lift it. Hit the shallow cross.
You see the man, yeah, that can only like lace the passes, bro. Yeah.
Man, I lace
and lace, no, lace and toe punch.
I'm not gonna lie, that man there, I gotta fizz it in.
I see.
Watch your touch. Hey, relax.
Center back.
Man, I
can't be wrong.
Man, I blasted it. You're the man who laced it 10 yards, and they're like, oh, how's your touch? How do you think?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm overhitting it, or you're not getting it. That's it.
Pass appreciation is all over the game. Yeah.
Nah, son.
Them guys. Over the top, run, nigga.
Why are you not running?
That was Alex, you know.
I swear to you, me and Ludo. Ludo's that guy. He wants it to feet. I said, nah, nigga.
You ain't
see that speed on you? L1 triangle to the death of me. Nah. Live and die by it.
Something tells me that orange juice is like halfway done.
Yeah, it is.
And with that being said, yeah, around like the third time round, you lot are going to have to shot this.
Yeah.
Come.
All right, cool.
I told you niggas, but niggas wanted me to drink. I said, yo, there's one box of juice for six niggas.
Yeah, Alex, yeah. Was that your idea?
Do you know what, yeah?
Six niggas in the room, first time I got tossed.
I was waiting for something. Thank God.
Do you know what? I'll be real with you. It took longer than I expected for someone to say it.
I said it over there.
Whose bar was that?
It was a
Kendrick Lamar bar.
It came eventually.
Yeah. The Kendrick bar was three niggas, not six niggas.
Oh, I added some spice to it.
I hear that. Yeah.
Added extra niggas.
Word. Extra inches.
I'm not drinking, G. I'm not drinking.
What is the temple?
Yeah, can we get the show in the roll?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sorry. Go.
I thought we were rolling. You know what I mean? We are rolling, but it was a bit too chimpy.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
And just ate some tape.
we're on a rebrand right now.
It's good to be back.
Where you been?
Good to be back. Nah, just like I'm saying.
We take you to the mountains.
Yeah. You have to unplug sometimes, man. So I'm good.
You're
going to the mountains too often, man.
There's a lot going on.
He keeps catching the clap.
I can't lie. If you keep going to the mountains, I mean, the mountains aren't special. You get me? You can't go to the mountains every day just because you feel like it.
Hey,
you go to clinic, it keeps, you know, keep getting burned.
What?
Learn your lesson, bro.
All right, cool. Now we're on the topic. Random STD check.
We're not doing no introductions in
there. Random STD check.
What kind of a potty is this?
When the last time you got checked up?
Me? What am I doing? Before the flight to England.
When was that?
I was clean. One or two weeks ago.
Sometimes you got to make sure the toolies all clean.
Obviously, I'm coming to England.
Got to polish the thing. Yeah.
Worst thing you want to do is leave in England with an STD scandal. Yeah, like, goddamn.
Is that Corona? Don't bring Corona's here.
Yeah.
Bring an STD to another country, bro.
You know, the Australian chlamydia is different. Spiders crawling out your piece. Goddamn.
I ain't going to ever say I contracted them things there.
Well, you ever caught STD?
Mm-mm, mm-mm,
Never. Mm-mm. You ain't fucking enough.
No, when I was younger, every man, you know, little comedian when you're younger. Little
my
comedian.
Nigga, don't say every man.
Hey, come on, when you're younger.
My nigga, don't say every
man. No one really caught that little.
Nigga, get out.
A little. Say Alex.
A young comedian, no one caught that one.
Nah.
Oh, nigga, just put that there. Why are you like reaching that? You're going to. Pull your lap, bro.
This is the first time I've pulled for it. You don't even know if I'm gonna put it there. You have no idea.
But I didn't.
No, you have no idea.
I know you. Now I know you're gonna though.
No. Yeah, cool.
My nigga, you almost tore your lap trying to reach for your drink. Just put it next to you.
But I had to pull it over in the first.
Why place. Didn't you just put it there in the first place?
Normal behavior.
Because yeah, normal.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's introduce.
It's your drink.
It wasn't. Do you know what? There's no reason to.
You monkeys.
God bless. Man.
We're just watching two apes.
God bless.
Cool.
Can't be asked to explain why that's so silly.
Apes on tapes.
All right. Cool. We got a few guests. Well, you ain't even guessed.
Oh, yeah, guess no more, bro.
Yeah,
this is my, what, third time? Fourth time?
Fourth, man.
Like fifth, bro.
Nigga, you had two off
the... I'm part of the...
Nigga, you had off the bitch.
Extend the member in that.
Yeah. We got Moses
nigga,
here.
Nigga, say your hair more often than me, bro.
That's actually true, bro.
Yeah. We got Olan Tekka's here.
Jeez.
You going to show us the tech?
We just apply the tech to every scenario.
Mm. Like, you know?
Mm. I like that. That's the brand. Yeah, that makes sense, bro.
That's how you lie to women. I can.
So you're telling me, do you apply the tech to like white women and that?
While we're here,
we're not gonna put it in a box.
While we're on the subject,
what is your white woman body count?
What?
That was the first question.
We all had to ask.
Every guest goes for it, man.
Don't look at me for.
What am I saying? What's the white woman body count?
I'm a child of God, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I don't even know the number, you know.
That's crazy.
Because
you should have just
crazy
said that
degree
and kept it moving. Yeah. And you would have got a flight. You would have got a flight. Now Luda's going
to
throw the
ticket. Now you have to go on top of the list. Over Ed.
You know you fucked up, right? You know you fucked up, right?
Hey, look, we're putting on my IPP.
Hey, man. He's never coming out.
Ed. It's an ambush.
I'm telling you, bro.
Okay.
Full angles.
Hit me. Wait. So, you're saying...
How many white women have you fornicated with?
Oh my days, bro.
You know what? Yeah, you know I'm gonna give you a blight because you obviously was living out in Australia. Mm. Some things must have happened there.
You can't say I don't know, by the way.
There ain't no black women in Australia.
At the very least,
there's some in Melbourne. If you go to Melbourne, it's
where do you live?
Sudanese, yeah. But I'm in Sydney.
So why are you saying Melbourne?
Yeah. But man might eventually, you get what I'm saying?
Let's do a bit of intro. What were you doing in Australia?
So in Australia, when I went over there, I was kicking ball.
Okay.
Mm. We went over there kicking ball, and then obviously COVID hit. So I either was going to come back to yard or then have to make a thing happen. I'm Nigerian, so got to make a thing happen. You know what I'm saying? So I started off coaching. One day made a TikTok, and then it just went fucking crazy. And then everyone's like, well, we want more. So I just kept making it, you know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, now I'm just full-time doing the content creation out there. So it's wicked, man. It's crazy.
To be fair, the first time I saw your TikToks, it was a football one, but then I saw a couple other ones, innit? Like, this is like outside the football. It's like more so like lifestyle kind of thing. I saw a lot of kids ask you for advice.
Yeah.
A lot of them ask you advice on game as well. I've been seeing recently as well.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
By the way, can I say it?
Go on, what are you saying?
I saw the game live in the flesh.
Oh, wait, where was this?
Thursday.
Soul House?
Yeah.
That's
where I met your mans.
Yeah, industry niggas.
Hey, your mans is wild. Your mans is wild. I said, yeah, someone came up to me and said, Alice's real name. I said, who?
The government.
You know,
that's my nigga from school, innit? Yeah. You get me? Some man from school call me Atlas, some don't. It just is where it is.
I don't really want to say people's names on here because I feel like last time I said a name on here, he called me. He said, yo, don't ever say my name on this podcast. Shout out my boy. but I was saying, back to you, like... Yeah, I seen it live in the flesh.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? I don't even know where the game comes from, but I just, when I went out there, I was just obviously doing my thing, and then people were like, yo, like, Olan, like, how do you, this, that, and that.
You navigate into
it. And then I just give my thing, how I do my thing, and people were like, oh, shit, like, I resonate with it.
Cool. Okay.
Sometimes.
You know, I don't even think the concept of game makes sense. I feel like game ain't really a thing, innit?
Really?
I feel like if you're a confident dude,
you
can carry yourself and you can converse. Get me?
Yeah, but a lot of men ain't confident though.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but then is that a personality trait or is it like, because you know when you say game, it's like, you get me? Like, I don't know if
it's a personality trait, but it's like a lot of, these days, what I think it is with the whole social media thing, a lot of men ain't chat to girl in person.
Yeah.
So you might have game
online,
Insta, but as soon as it comes to the in-person thing, you don't know what I want.
Yeah. Right.
So that's what I find it is, like, I'm the in-person.
I'm the other way around.
Yeah.
So you're instigating?
I'm not really a text. No, no, no. I mean, as in, I'm not really a texter.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a question for you lot. Everyone go around the circle. You have to answer it. Don't try to duck it.
Yeah.
You see a fine babe on Insta.
Okay.
What's the first message?
I need that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
Miss Johnson.
I like that. I like that. That. Yeah.
You know what? Do you know what it's with me?
I need that.
With me, it's stop playing with me.
Oh, okay, okay.
Whole time she hasn't showed me. She hasn't showed me any interest. She doesn't even want me. I was like, stop playing with me, man. It's,
yeah,
like, I don't even want you.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is?
Well, you say stop playing with me. Well, you're the one that's playing.
Do you know what it is? Those two, yeah. Either that more time, they're gonna be like, what? And then you can conversate from there.
Yeah,
but they're going to be like, oh, you're so dumb. Yeah.
But
and
you know,
can you get me?
You know what
and
I hate?
And they'll be like, ah,
oh,
so dumb.
You say, I need that.
Cash money.
Yeah.
You get that, oh, you're so dumb.
You say, I need that. What do you mean? What do you need?
You know what I need, yeah, bro.
I hate that.
I like that.
Still, I'm out the right. That went down.
What do you think?
I need that.
Hold on. One or two ways, though.
Yeah, it's true.
What are you going for? What are you going for?
See, for me, I'm tactical with it.
You experienced.
Don't
say eye emojis after a thing.
No. When man says tactical, man's not sliding in one the same way every single girl. Every girl's different. Oh, so me, I'm predating.
I'm
gonna go through a profile, look a bit, and see. All right, cool. What's she posting? All right, what's the bio?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm
the bio.
Bro, I'm telling you, the bio is powerful, bro. I'm telling you, the bio tells you.
You moving like that, nigga, from you.
That's what
I'm saying.
Dissecting her.
I'm gonna dissect the thing and see. All right, cool. Like, what's
your father left
what's
you?
The That's too far. That's too far. That's too
free
far.
Yard. Free yard.
What's she like?
What you know about you? What you know about the thing that her father left? So she's always got a free yard because her mom's working two jobs. Day and night. Day and night.
Maybe she posted great lyrics. You don't know. So that's how I'm gonna slide in something like. Depending what, oh no, what her profile is saying, you gotta give the energy that she's vibing. That's me personally.
You know what? You know what? I don't actually slide in. You know, like that. I just wait for them. I wait for them to post like a story that could resonate.
Chase you know chicks chase me. Yeah. I be in the back in the rain
with some babies.
You know what's that?
He says, "How you feeling?"
He says, "How you feeling?"
But you know, chase chicks. I can't jump in and be like. Hey,
or no. It's gonna be like a story reply. Yeah,
exactly
yeah.
That. I have to wait for like a good story because I could follow a girl, and wait for like 2-3 months before I'm like, I see something that looks good. Yeah. Boom, I'm in there. Kind of
all right, you know cool. I'm gonna tell a story.
Or like, say you chat to a thing, a club or whatever, then you tell like, oh, do you have a good night? Start like that.
Nah, I don't go on after the club, but I'm gonna tell a story. I'm not gonna say his name, but when he hears this, he's gonna know it's him. I was in the function. And I see my boy, he was like, I'ma stare at her until she feels uncomfortable. And then I said, that's not gonna work. Nigga, why I see him leaving the dance with her? I was like,
this was 100% who I think it is. 100%.
Let me
I know
myself.
Exactly.
What do you mean? No, man, just to this
let me defend let me it's defend funny, myself, right?
Bro.
It was you. I thought it was GK. Fair enough.
He won't say. Obviously, I'm burst at this point. Yeah, we've gone to Kitchenada. It's not. I'm up on the roof.
Kitchenada was the other day.
Yeah. But anyway, man's upstairs on the rooftop. Yeah, we're chilling by the day, but like it's Love Island kind of thing. And then I see this girl by like the entrance to like the rooftop. I was like, oh, this girl's buff. Kind of thing. So I'm looking in that direction and she's like she's looking at me, isn't it? Kind of thing. So I'm like, if I break eye contact, I've lost.
100%.
Yeah.
So I'm staring at eye contact with her, kind of thing. Obviously, Alex was on my right hand side and he's looking at
me. I went there. I was at home. I told the missus I was at home that day.
This nigga don't even listen to Kitchenada.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I we'll get into that later.
And then
what's the words for him?
So I'm just seeing her and she's seeing me. And she's looking to talk to her friend, and then she's looking at me again. So I'm like, right, so I'm just gonna look at her until. Obviously, it sounded mad weird the way I said it, innit? Yeah.
But the connection was there.
So I was like, you know what? We're about to leave here. So
basically,
you know
having a stare off.
Yeah.
They were having a stare off for a good 2 minutes. Cause I see her looking over here. But you know.
Was it a stare off or like eye fucking?
But you know, you know the ones where they're too far away like if she's 10 meters away.
You can tell.
Or like 5 meters, but she was a good like 30 meters. You see when you got a pistol, you're trying to shoot at someone like 70 yards away.
You know, you
need to snipe.
Remember in COD where you can't shoot.
Yeah,
it's just not hitting him. Bro. He's too far away.
I always say to all my followers, bro, I'm like, bro, I will never move to a thing if I don't see the eye contact.
Yeah, the eye contact's not there.
Mm. The eye contact's not there. She's not vibing you, bro.
Yeah. Do you know what, yeah?
She's going to look at you.
I've deeped it, yeah.
Girls do it with their eyes, bruv.
Women, yeah, they won't give you an incline, yeah. They'll give you.
Come on, nah. I'm sorry, I can't let that one slide. Nah, cheat on that.
That's an incline.
But nigga, do you know what incline means, niggas? First of all,
that's a gym.
First of all, it's inclination. That's number one. Number two, do you know what incline is? Incline? I couldn't let it go. I'm sorry, I couldn't let it go. Chino begged me. I couldn't let it go.
I thought, as soon as, bro, the thing is,
I was like this, yeah, like listening. He said incline. I was but like, Chino stuck his hand out. I was like, let's leave it. Nah, my nigga, come on, bro.
You lot know already. I'll be using big words, but I don't know what big words is.
Incline.
Women won't even give you the inclination. Continue.
Hey, she gave me the incline, yeah.
God, bro.
So, but like, it was like, all right, cool. It was, and you see when they do this,
that's
them shooting their shot. Like, don't get it twisted. You're not thinking things. It's happening. Like, that is a woman basically saying, I need that. Like, because more time, if a woman does not fuck with you, she'll just be like this, walk straight past you. Like, she'll act like you don't exist. I've seen it happen too many times because...
To you? Or?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, I ain't universal sexy.
you got your niche, you got your bag.
Yeah, I've got my... You know what I mean? Like
deranged, half blind woman.
Yeah. Hey, man, leave my queen alone, man. She loves me. She says I'm special, so... But yeah, nah, man. But what are we getting into today?
I want to quickly go back to your origin. Before Australia, where would you play playing ball?
So in Australia, before Australia, I was kicking ball over here. National League South, I was at St Albans for a bit, Emma Hempstead, and leagues below that, like Barton Rovers, Hitchin Town, all them kind of semi-pro leagues there. So I was just kicking ball semi-pro over here, but like, I was just like, well, to be fair, my ex wanted to go in it.
Mm-hmm.
She was the reason I went.
Sorry, sir. Sorry. Is she a snow bunny?
Oh, Lord.
You got him.
Answer the question. Because ain't no good black woman in their right mind saying, yo, nigga, let's go Australia.
She was a snow bunny.
I was about to say something, but I'm not.
She was a snow bunny. She was a snow bunny. Coincidentally.
Yeah.
As luck would have it.
She's like, I want to go Australia. I was like, oh, fuck. Okay.
Is she from there?
Nah, she's English, bro.
I swear to you, white people just be moving to Australia for no reason.
They're called expats.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, I've deeped it. Yeah, you see, like white people, they got the privilege just to up and leave somewhere.
Bro, 100%.
What was the racism like?
In Australia?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm trying to think of it now. It's the fact that they've got black people, but they're really, it's like all the black people in one area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you lot are sections.
Like, I know there's Nigerians there as well.
There's a few, there's Nigerians.
Bro, there's Nigerians more everywhere.
Nigerians everywhere. My dad always told me, if you go somewhere you don't see any Nigerians, there's nothing good there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts, though. There's Nigerians on the North Pole.
There's no money.
There's Nigerians in Brazil.
There's even like a Nigerian shop in Sydney, like in the central Sydney. So I'm like, all right, cool. There's some Nigerians about. Not that many, but there's there. But you know what it is? The racism thing there, it's like they don't really see that many black people and black British people as well.
They don't
see that many, but it's the racism there was more like
subtle
ones.
Yeah. One of my friends said she was in a dance and then she was like, yeah, they said, let's put on some nigger beats.
Ross, you know what? It's them ones where.
And then they probably play Juicy.
You know what? You know what?
And then they probably play Juicy.
It's them ones where.
No, you know.
Listen.
Nigger.
I'm at the dance, right? And I'm outnumbered. So.
Yeah. You ever been?
And then I'm hearing the N word just being.
Yeah.
You can't even.
I know that's not coming from me.
I can't box every man when they're coming on the beat.
Yeah.
Because there's too many.
What
are you man doing in that scenario?
Yeah, I've been in situations like that. Like
the other day, I was at the concert and I was sweatshirts performing, and he's nigger this, nigger that. And I'm like looking around and I'm like, do you know what? Like, you can't do that. What can you do?
Actually, nothing.
You can't offer everyone out. I wish I could, but I can't.
I've always said, yeah, here's my opinion when I hear people say the N-word, like, I feel like I'm more of a, I've got so much going on in my day, I probably wouldn't even entertain it, I know white people are racist, and I'm like, alright, cool, you've proven me, like, right, I'll probably keep it stepping, but dare you catch me on the wrong day, I might go to jail, I won't really be like, yo, you can't say that, because I'll just slap you, either, if I walk past you, I do not give a fuck because I'm more of a stance of like, some white people are racist, some are not, but let me just say Oolah for my peace and keep it moving as a black man. Like,
But the thing is like in a situation where, and Taxstone said this, like in a situation where like a white man calls you a nigger, right? And whatever, in a confrontational way, that's like a slur. That's, you can never win in that situation. Because, okay, cool, you're out and about, this white brother calls you a nigger, you slump him, and now you're in court, and he's in court talking about, yes, he attacked me.
That's what
and
I'm
now
saying.
You look crazy trying to tell the jury, yeah, he called me a nigger.
Yeah.
Now the judge is giving you 3 years on assault.
I know he called you a slur word.
You've heard that story before.
But it's wrong. It's like you can never win in that situation. But so it's just like, cool, I'm a nigger, but if we fought, who would win?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Kind of, it's just whatever. You have to just like.
I feel like even with the slight racism, like you have to kind of fight it, not to bite back. Like, always. Like,
you're just, if anything,
you're crazy,
you're
validating what they're saying.
Yeah,
it's if like, you call me a nigger or whatever, and then I kick your ass, it's you're just a nigger, you're just a black whatever.
But see, even though I would prefer you to not say the word during the when the lyric like comes up.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna say it as the bears of you, I'm not gonna fight all of you.
You know what?
If, if you say it as bears of us, only like two of you, you get a rush because that's stupidity.
But you know what? It's like, so
I hear what you're saying, but do you reckon if like you could go home and that would bother you? I feel like
of course it would bother me. Would jail also bother me? Nigga, jail time.
You know the maddest thing. I literally got in a fight. Probably two weeks ago, someone called the N-word, bro.
What, in Australia?
Yeah, bro. But it was like a Samoan guy.
I'm never fighting them niggas.
Hey, them niggas are big.
But we had it out. So basically,
did you win?
Was it a small one?
I had to do, but man ended up on the floor. That's all I'm going to say.
Was it a small one? Because them niggas are big.
No, there is no small one. Can I cut you for a second? My worst nightmare is a bear calling me a nigger and I lose the fight.
Yo,
where do I go?
You're even a real nigger.
Where do you go from here?
Well, I'll try to keep it
short. You can't be revoked.
So basically, there was it's a big game. So basically, like an NRL game, which is rugby, and one of the biggest ones of the season. So hundreds and thousands of fans, everyone's leaving, all right? And we're going to a car park thing. And basically, everyone's trying to leave the car park at the same time. But when you're trying to leave a car park, it's busy, you're blocked in. I walk past the car, the guy's yelling out the team that won. Yeah, Queenslanders won because they won. And he's like, I was with two things as well. He's like, oh, fuck you, fuck Queensland. Then he says to me, fuck you, nigga, and fuck Queensland. And I walk past. And I was like, rah.
Yeah.
I sat in the car first.
Yeah.
I went in the car and I said, nah.
Mm. Getting caught the N-word in front of hoes is crazy.
But it wasn't even about the girls. It was just, for me, I was like, rah.
The girls were white, innit? Because next time, now they're calling you nigga. It's okay.
Wait.
Bro, you made your bed. You got to lie
sometimes,
in that. It might not be comfortable.
Sometimes it does be about the hoes. Because if I get embarrassed in front of the hoes, it's a different story.
In my head, I was, because the girls that I was with, like, I know them, you know, proper. So it wasn't even that deep. They were like, allow it. You're bigger than him. I was like, you know what? Nah.
No, I'm not.
I'm gonna go chat to him.
I'm not.
When I chat to him, I was like, bro, don't hold at me like that. I don't know you. You don't know me. You're Samoan, whatever. You think you got the right to say it, blah blah blah. Cool, but don't hold at me like that in front of the whole fucking car park. Every man can see it.
Don't hold at me that in general.
You know what I'm saying? In general, you know what I'm saying. So then my man got out the car. I was like, Ross. He was like 6'3". I was like, okay.
Oh, you Samoan.
I was like, all right, whatever happens.
I ain't no bitch.
The mad thing was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna get back in the car. I got back in the car. Then one of my followers messaging me like, oh, Olan, we just saw you almost getting a fight in the car park. What happened? I was like, did anyone call it? Because the first thing in my mind is like, oh, rah, this is going to go online. Like, especially in Australia, most people know who I am. Like, they're going to share it, this, that, and that.
So Daily Mail.
Daily Mail.
She never let him in. Look what he's doing.
So then they were like, no one caught it. They were like, but can we come take a picture with you? Because one of my followers really likes you. I was like, all right, cool, man, come take a picture. So five of them, man, rolled up. Come take a picture. So they roll past the car that he's in.
Yeah.
And then he thinks, man just walked back up.
Man made a bird call,
So he hops out of the car like, yo, what one you bought it? Bro, bearing in mind, these youths are like 15, 16. These are youths, you know what I'm saying? So I was like,
hey man, the kids get cheeky these days. Don't blame him,
I'm scared of the youths.
But the youths though, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you can tell.
There was a white brother and the man's like, nah, And then he took off his top. I'm like, ah.
Oh, so he backed off his top. That man there said, we got to squabble. That man there said,
we got to have it out.
What's that thing the New Zealand did? Wow. He backed
off his top.
He backed off the top and I was like, oh, fuck. I took off the North Face. I was like, oh, fuck it. We're going to have to get a crack
in. North Face in Australia is brazy.
Yeah, it was brazy. So the first thing he did, and this is how I know UFC has gone too far, bro. First thing, come at me with a leg kick.
Yeah. If anything comes out with a leg kick,
the low leg kick. So man just caught his leg and flung it. And then he ended up on the floor. Yeah. Tried to jab me once or twice. I just dodged it. I could have easily like.
Sounds like Soulja Boy right now.
I know. That nigga swung his body.
I got his body.
You can have that the chopper. Nigga swung his body to the side. But basically, I was just dodging him, and I was just like, in my head, I was like, I can easily do a thing here. But there was people recording, and I was like, brand deals, all that kind of thing. They're basically just gonna, be feeding into whatever he called me. So that was basically the end of it. He got back in the car, hopped off, but it was just like, raw. Like, man was put in a situation where you kind of had to defend yourself, but I was just like, shit, man, that's
what it is. Do you know what I hate about being a guy sometimes?
What's that?
You could be in a position where you know in your head that you're gonna lose, but you have to go through it.
I was with you,
and they were like, no, but it gets to a point where you're a man.
Yeah.
You've got a.
But they're calling you by your government name.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not like this. We spoke about this on the phone yesterday.
They get us to a time where you're a man.
What did we talk about?
you know what? Yeah. Speaking of that,
use your therapy. To card to 10. You can talk to me. I promise.
Look at me.
I'm the only one that's going to be there for you. Bitch, shut up. Why I had it?
We were in DR. Yeah, this is the first time I ever felt like. I got racially abused by a black man, yeah? Yeah, bro, brother, we were on...
I know black papi.
Yeah. I know black papi, Dominique. Yeah. Bro, listen, yeah? We were on the beach, going to go on a speedboat to an island, and that kind of thing. And this black guy, you're the looky-looky guys. Like,
trying to sell watches and that.
Yeah. He was talking to the white people, like, hey, do you want to get sun cream? Do you want to get hot? Da-da-da-da. Then he saw me, Alex, and GK, innit? Yeah. He was like... What's up, man, you guys? Oh, I say, yo.
You know when he put the extra...
The extra. And I was like, you know what? And all the white people started laughing at it kind of thing. I was like...
Hey, it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I was like, bro, this just feels mad. Obviously, I know my mom was like as black as me, but I'm like, yo, there was no need for that, you know?
I feel like the word nigga, it comes from like, if I respect you as a black person or like, you give me that feeling.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Like... As certain black people, I don't be respecting the N-word because I know you be cooning out sometimes.
You can say it, right? Between us.
But nah, yeah. But other than that, let me get into it.
There was a few bits you wanted to get into. We spoke on the phone the other
day. Oh, man. I can't lie, yeah. Twitter has given me the most jokes ever in my life.
What happened?
All right, cool. First of all, the monkey video, yeah?
What one?
Yeah, you see the monkey video?
When the people are walking past and the monkey's grabbing them?
Nope.
What video are you doing?
Cool. Let me explain it in real short, yeah. Long story short, there's this white brother on a group chat with his friend, yeah. He's like, yeah, this monkey sucked my friend's penis. And he was like, yo. He was like, explain.
There's a video.
There's a picture of it. But he's like, the voice note is like, yeah, my boy got pissed last night and left his window door open.
Yeah.
And they're in Cambodia or something. Some crazy.
That's them.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so he's gone to sleep, yeah. And he said there's a monkey came into the door in the morning and was just sucking his dick. And then he said he came in and he seen the monkey and he was like startled then and like he took a picture and he was like, he didn't know what to do. Yeah. He didn't want to make too much noise to like,
the monkey.
Yeah, so he's like, I don't want him to bite the dick, innit?
So
I think
you know how strong monkeys are, it'll rip it off.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He said.
So he just continued to let this monkey suck his dick.
Bro, there's a picture. Scared. There's like
suck his boy's dick.
Like, yeah. The boy's not awake yet.
Yeah.
How's the boy squawning though?
But like sometimes the boy's not awake. Yeah, he doesn't know it's happening.
Did you get?
How are you getting molested by a monkey?
How the fuck so did you crazy. Get?
Who are you pressing charges on?
Yeah, like.
You know he's definitely got a crazy STD.
Bro. Yeah. I were too.
Who even told that monkey to do that?
That's that
STD. I went to Dave Chappelle, bro.
That's that.
You know, it doesn't believe HIV came from monkeys because if you're gonna like make an active decision to fuck a monkey, you don't go back to women.
Yeah.
Sure. But you have to go to the mountains like Chino, innit?
Yeah, disappear from it. Got to
get rid of
it.
What was you doing?
I went to different mountains.
You didn't go to the same mountain.
He went to a lower mountain. He didn't go to Mount Everest. It was like Mount Kilimanjaro. STD ain't as severe.
That's the STD that Miles Morris has got, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Oh my god.
That Birmingham variant. I say Birmingham niggas. We need to wipe Birmingham niggas out of there. I swear to God, I hate them.
Birmingham niggas.
Yeah.
Not a dome like the Simpsons movie.
You might like that dome. Yeah, we need to get
the Birmingham accent on a girl.
I like anything on a girl, man. Nigga, I'm a slut. Nigga,
man said anything.
Hey, listen, it's not even terrible. I think I like it. You get used to it.
The Birmingham accent ain't even old. The older I've got, the more I like accents from other places.
It's not bad, isn't it? You get used to it after a while.
Like, there'll be some
scousting.
No.
I love scousting.
Yeah,
I love scousting. You love scouse.
I like the scouse. Yeah, of course. I like the scouse accent.
Yeah, of course.
If there's a babe.
Yeah, of course.
If there's a babe you want to fuck, yeah, and she's got the deepest voice, whatever.
Antigone.
What?
You know they're never going to let you back on Love Island.
She's got a deep voice. You think she got a deep voice?
Is she a sweet one?
I think she's
all right.
I think she's sweet.
I don't think her voice is deep.
It has to be, innit?
It's one of them ones you're like,
you got a bit of...
You know what, Marge Simpson, I kind of fuck with you.
She needs to clear her throat a little bit. I don't think her voice is deep, just a bit husky.
No, I'm cool with that.
Oh wait, real quick, yeah, I know you were.
You're moving like she sounds like Patty and Selma.
No,
from
no,
the
I'm just saying,
like,
she's got like a husky, you know what I mean?
She's got a husky where it's kind of like, damn, you kind of...
Damn, big bro.
So everyone watches Love Island in this?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, fuck this nigga, man.
You know what I'm saying? Ekin Sue, yeah?
Yeah, what are we saying?
She is insane. I'm here for the drama.
But it's good TV.
This is what I'm going to say about Ekin Sue, right? When she came in, right, and she done her tape, and it was like, listen, I'm coming in for drama, this, that, and that, blah, 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 blah. Not sex tape, whatever. But... she delivered on that.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm.
This is what she showed us. She's given a lot of men when they do their tape, when they come into the villa, gal or whatever, it's not what we saw on the tape.
I can, a guy, nigga came in, lips 20 girls one night.
He's about the bunda.
Came in, was mad quiet.
He's an undercover.
The nicest girl in the villa.
How you have the baddest bitch and you mad quiet?
These little guys, yeah, where the hoes come?
Wait.
100.
His name's Akena, by the way, not
Akena.
All right, let's quickly.
Sorry, Igbo investigator.
It's my name. That's how I know.
Let's go around. Who's your favorite and worst Islander?
Favorite Islander?
Yeah.
It's Jax. Nigga makes me laugh still. Least favourite, probably Luca, you know.
Yeah.
I hate that nigga guts. Yeah. Like, first week I was feeling him, the nigga was funny. But the nigga just wet. He's bare moist, bro. Like, the guy's... I hate when the nigga's just simping.
All right, cool. I'm bounce off you. Luca, my favourite. Do you know why? I love a nigga... Like, what he's doing right now, it's a game. You see when you're trying to make
by the time this comes out, we could probably have completely different lists because who knows what's going to happen.
I think what Luke is doing, he's waiting for Gemma to fall in love and then boom, he's out.
No.
What is he gain from that?
Huh?
What is he gain from that?
Bro, you know, he loves the chase. Like, he's going to get his head turned because if anything like me, he's going to get... Wait. Say swear, you see, when a girl falls in love with you, isn't she mad annoying? But when she semi doesn't fuck with you, isn't it like kind of
like a chase? Yeah, I hear it.
Oh, so you're saying you're just there for the chase?
She's going to fall in love and it's going to be like, yo, this bitch mad annoying and she's 19. He's going to come out of his nonce ways.
That's the craziest thing about it, first and foremost.
How old is Luca? 22, 23?
23.
It kind of can't. Is he a nonce?
She barely got her first year pro. She's a scholar.
Jax, your favorite. Wait. No, I'm not letting you lie. Because your favorite's a nonce. Your favourite's a nonce.
And he's my favourite based on his Love Island escapades.
But Jax is a nonce.
I'm not including what he did before
he
Love
was
Island.
20 and Gemma was 16.
And that's fucked. That's fucked.
You ain't done the maths.
That's fucked.
I'm deep in that.
The thing is, I would have said Dammy, but the nigga talks too much.
You think he talks too much?
The nigga talks too much. Even our whole mind reading thing was a bit needy. I'm like, yo, you're a big man. What are you playing at?
Sometimes I need
someone to hold it down for a little bit.
But sometimes when you're talking to the girls, Who, Akena?
Wasn't holding it down, bro. Man was an undercover fed for me.
But anyway, what's...
And Akena used to do that annoying dance, bro, with his big body.
India.
Kind of shake his shoulders.
You know what? Before I go to like, who my favourite and least favourite is, yeah. Luka, he's playing the long game. Hear what I'm saying? They definitely know that Michael Owen is Gemma's dad.
They found the third day.
They found out, yeah.
Yeah, they found out. They didn't expose that to us.
He wants to get a trial at Liverpool. That's what it is. That's what I've deep...
Michael ain't got no pool at Liverpool.
Nah, he ain't got no clout at Liverpool. He getting shit.
He won the league with United.
That nigga ain't getting shit. He might... might get a trial with Wrexham or something. Champions Rovers or something. They ain't getting no trial with Liverpool. If I see that nigga, I know when I'm changing team.
Diamond Rushton.
Diamond folded as well. No, okay, look, my favourite Islander, yeah, is Davide, bruv.
Oh, I forgot about Davide.
Davide is my...
Yo.
Brother, him and Ekpi is like a divorced couple, first and foremost. Like, the way them lot act together.
Play with Monopoly, don't play with...
That's the coldest bar I love out of history.
Bro, I've never had...
That is the coldest bar I love out of history. They can play with Monopoly, don't play with me.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Who's your worst?
Oh, worst. Before I go into that, I don't like Andrew. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
he's a bit boring, isn't
he? Andrew's a little bit boring. He doesn't really do much. Tasha's playing him, but he's, you know what I mean.
Yeah. If I was a girl, I'd play him. Like, you sweet. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean.
He's too on
it. Easy money.
Nah, I'm gonna go with Mo the same. I'm gonna go Davide. Probably my favorite. In terms of the iconic moments that he's given us, like the one line,
flashes
and
all
of that.
You know what?
And also, I like him. He's a bit slimy as well because he lips Danica.
But wait, that was harsh. Wait,
he lips her just to shut her up. Like, you talk too much.
Shut up.
Wait, you see, Davide, he's like that nigga. Yeah, he's got a loud 15 points. A lot of dunks, but he ain't really doing that in the Villa.
Other than
the dunks, you ain't got the mid range, you ain't got a free, free throws are off, but the dunks.
Oh, man, he's got one level to his game.
He's there providing the entertainment.
He's doing enough just to get by. He's trying to reach Casemiro. He's going to go slap.
But you know what?
When Casemiro rolls around, he's going to go ballistic.
I rate him as well because he's not English, bro.
So
he's having to deal with all the British banter. He's still coming on it and he's still doing his own thing. So I'll rate that as well. But in terms of...
Also, that nigga is British. That accent fake as hell. That nigga from Moss Side.
I'd say Tasha probably.
Do you know what pissed me off about Tasha is the other day, when she tried to play the victim and try. She wasn't understanding that whole issue was the fact that she was trying to play both sides. You can't play both sides.
I don't want anyone to say anything, but I said it. We all know why Tasha's on there, but like, let's keep it stepping.
Wait, hold on, you can't do that.
No, keep it stepping.
We don't want to offend our political connects.
Okay, but you get kind of your brand deal, bro. No. He's on there because he's white and blonde. Let's go.
Juan Ludo.
The bodega. Probably favorite Davide and least favorite. I kind of like, even though she's drummer, but what Ekinsu did yesterday, because what they said
Dami said, don't say anything. She got up and walked
out. She even let it marinate. Like 5 seconds.
Dami was even still talking. Dami was even still telling her.
I want problems. Always.
I don't want peace.
No, but Alex asked us something on the phone the other day, would you guys let your significant other go on a island? For the bag.
For the bag?
Yeah.
No, because look at the games they're playing.
No. Wait. Let's be real. If a girl, your girlfriend was on the cuffs, was going to like, Love Island, are you gonna let her?
Wait, what do you want the cost?
No.
This is why you're. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something. You see that? Because I didn't see the first look, but Ludo was telling me, about today's episode, that's gonna happen later, If I'm at crib and I'm watching Love Island, my cinnamon apple is dancing on another man in that.
Brian, you're doing sex.
I'm telling you, watch Unseen Bits, because you're gonna see me absolutely. you're gonna see my splinter cell dropping into the villa and doing a back.
Hear me out.
Nah, I'm not hearing you.
All right, cool. Times are hard right now. All right, cool. She's like, I need to blow. And then, like, when I come back, I'm coming back.
I'll give her Ludo's phone number and say he'll consign you. Money. No. My nigga Ludo will consign you.
He'll put you on.
Because me.
It's a situation where.
I'm going to kiss her goodbye, but. And be like, yo, if she comes back to me, she comes back to me. But I'm gonna be cheating.
You're crazy.
She's not coming back.
Bro, if your girl was on Love Island and lips of a man, your head would be on fire.
Yeah, well, it would be on fire.
She's not coming back.
Yeah, because right, cool.
The reason why I say she's not coming back is you're not in control of what happens when you go on.
All right, cool.
Bear in mind,
right,
she's
cool.
gonna be on Love Island getting grafted. If she's nice, she might last a while. She's gonna come out, her life's gonna
and
be
sleep
different.
With another guy in the bed every single day.
Also, she's gonna come out, her life's gonna be completely different.
Yeah, all right, cool. I
mean, her life's gonna be completely different. Right, she's gonna be famous now, she's gonna be doing influencer things, she's gonna be here.
Bear verified in her DMs.
These are probably gonna have that contract with the managers, like, yeah, you gotta stay with Mama for a year, you gotta
All of them moved in within, like, what, how many months of being out?
Probably by the contract, isn't it?
Because I do the Australian Love Island thing, like, they asked me to go on there. I said, nah, bro.
We got another ex. Yeah, damn, we just got our Love Island reborns.
But they,
where's the real islanders?
The people that went on there, they're basically, the contracts that they have with them is like, bro, you got, even if they break up, they're not allowed to tell the public.
Yeah, they broke up.
3 months minimum. Mm. Oh, and if you won, 6 months minimum. I don't know if the English one, but that's
what. Nah, because Amber and my man, Irishman, Greg won. And they broke up like 2 weeks later. Yeah. Three weeks later.
We replaced because of that.
Yeah.
We've got to protect our investment.
Yeah.
But no, that was
no, but how did she get in the Love Island thing? Is it a thing where she applied before we got together?
That's the question.
Mm. Imagine they hit her. Let's say they just hit her up.
The
scouted
her.
Like, yo, you looking real good.
Apparently, Kendall got scouted outside a box park. Mm. Shoreditch, yeah. He was just walking and they scouted him.
We were there today.
Hey, man. I were to. Someone said, why don't you go on the Love Island? I said, damn, nigga, I need a six pack for, give me 6 years, maybe. I said, give me Atlas's body and me and Atlas might cause trouble. Give me his meat too, nigga. Word two.
Let me say that for the summer.
Word two. If I'm going into Love Island, I'm bringing Alice's meat in. Bro, swear to God. I ain't going in.
Word two. I'll be honest, yeah. I can never do Love Island.
You in the hideaway of only 3 inches?
A lot of men say that.
No, I couldn't. I'll tell you why I couldn't.
But when it comes.
No, I'll tell you why I couldn't. No. Because I ain't got the temperament for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you see, like the other day where Jay comes up to Jax and he's like, yo, I want to graft Paige. I'd have punched him in the face. Like, that's the thing. I don't have the temperament for it. I don't. Yeah, and I've seen other situations where, like, I've seen other situations where like it's kicked off. Like, even the other day, like, when man are moving, like, when I'm in Jay and Ekinshu, the whole thing on the balcony.
Yeah.
If I was never there, I'd offer that Jay. Are you mad?
Yeah.
Are you cucking, man? Are you crazy?
That's like, all right, cool.
I'd have put him on the water, just kept him on there. Bro,
no, I can't. Like, I'm too confrontational.
But say if you're chatting to a girl, and one of your acquaintances, was like, yo, do you mind if I, like, try DM her or something?
Was there a girl that you are actively dating?
Like, are you talking about Jax, Paige, and Jay?
Yeah.
Because like, Jax and Paige were, like, as... Yeah. When I look in the villa, to me, Luca and Gemma's for Gazy because Luca's like up here
and Gemma,
likes him.
Yeah.
Dami and India, I guess, are solid. Yeah. Tasha and Andrew, Tasha's trying to give the nigga a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it and like Jackson Page might be the most solid in there. Mm. So now you're coming to me, you know I'm solid with her. Mm. And I was saying, yo, like I wanna move to your girl.
But look at what Jax did though.
Oh, you see
that's
for Ben cutting in on his left foot.
Yeah.
That's
master manipulation.
You want to do it on the stairs?
No, the stairs.
Man came to on a late night one, innit?
Yeah.
On a late night one.
Man's like, oh, I'm scared of feeling this way. I've never felt this way before.
Is that red flag? Is that you needed to make sure that you finished it top bin.
Manipulation one.
This sounds like Ludo.
No, about manipulating women,
bro. That is. Huh? We're down five.
Just saying, I ain't ever manipulated a woman in my life.
Left. You got Gronk. You're sending Gronk up to the pylon and just throwing it up there because you got fail, it's working.
The thing that smacked me is that he said to Jay, he was or whatever. He's like, yeah, go chat to it.
No, but that's what you do. You tell a girl, do you? And she actually does you, and it's burning you.
Yeah.
That's what it was. You're like,
you try to play it cool and it back the up cool,
Do you know what?
I've been there. Try to play it cool, like.
Do you know who I respect though, Dami? Like, shouts to him because he's one of them real niggas that are just waiting in the friend zone.
Yeah.
Sometimes all you have to do.
Wrong game.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to park up. Like, all right, cool. I've always said it. Sometimes you have your main project and you have a little projects that are loading. You ever played Football Manager and you was like, all right, cool, I'm going to play a team with Man United.
Yeah.
Sometimes I might go play with Wrexham and then man.
The difference is,
like, I might bring them up to the Premier League, but over due time.
Yeah, due time.
Eventually I get to the
Get to the big leagues.
Yeah. But well, like you got that youngster. He's like 16, but he's got bare green stats.
Yeah. Bare.
Get ready yet. If you're winning like 3-0 in the 60th minute, you bring him on. Get me.
Get him green.
Yeah, you know what I mean? there. You just what, got, but what? The thing is like,
wait, you, what did you say?
I don't know what this nigga just said, but
I said,
yeah,
I said get a bit wet, but get his feet wet.
Where to KG? These young niggas getting my dick hard.
Yeah, nigga, what? We gay. Keep scrolling.
Yo, what? What was I gonna say?
Hey, gay nigga.
I was gonna say something about
youngster,
Dabby.
The youngster.
Hey, gay.
I was gonna say something about Dabby.
But do you think Dabby should have spoke to Ikenna first?
He should have done. He never got the chance.
but do you think because he on the date? Do you think it was wrong for him to wait a day, or should he spoke to him? Boom, because you know
who?
Damn, he should have spoke to. Do you think he should have spoke to Ikenna first?
I think he wanted to be sure about it because you can't just do that. You get.
But remember, they're both in the wall thing or the TV thing saying, "Oh yeah, I want to speak to her, blah blah blah." And he told one of the other white guys, "Yeah, I'm feeling India."
Yeah, he was telling Andrew that, innit?
Yeah, see,
but and even Jay was like, "You should move to India."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Ikenna was like, but I remember seeing it. Ikenna said, "Damn, you might as well go chat to her at one stage, innit?" Because they were in their rocky stage, bro. They. Ikenna and India were rocky from minute one, bro.
Yeah. Because they were forced to get together. Yeah. I didn't like that as well, they forced them to get together. Yeah, let's put the blacks together. Mm.
But that's the thing, even with Dami and Amber, they were forced to be with each other because
Amber weren't feeling them.
No, 100%. Yeah. She doesn't like black men. Amber doesn't like black men. Ikenna
they tried to put milkman charges on Dami as well.
I
was trying to put milkman charges on Dami.
I was a part of it, but maybe.
Wait, my wild one.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like the snow bunnies. Because
Ikenna does,
but wait.
And maybe it just so happens the nicest girl in the village is black.
No, but she is.
That's what I'm saying. She is. Yeah, but she's the nicest girl.
But when Antigone came in, I see him for a second. Like, he was a bit too excited when she came in. You know, like milk.
I feel like it goes both ways because I feel like we weren't understanding it.
Yeah.
But for them to be literally locked away, they were there basically in a nice jail.
They're in a nice jail. Yeah. But they didn't know what's going on outside world, bro.
But when they see a new face, it's crazy. Yeah, it's like, shit.
But you know, he's on the wing.
Question for me is. So, like, you see, like, Dami and India being friends, but obviously there'll be, like, sly things. Mm. Like, what's your views on, say, like, can males and females be genuine friends?
I'll ask Tino that first, though, bro.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of nonsense?
Because you haven't spoken to him, innit?
I think they can.
He said there was no, like, hidden agenda, but behind my brother there is.
Tino be fucking always female friends, I swear to God.
That isn't even true. That's been a lie from, like, 2015, bruv. That's not even true.
Where they smelt this fire.
What about you, Alice?
My best friend's a girl, man.
From
school.
Mm. Did you ever want to chop with her?
Never, ever.
Okay.
Never.
What about you?
No, I agree. I think if you've been, you know what is, for me, it's the time of how long you guys been friends.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like if you've been friends for longer than like 5 years, like that attraction of whether even if you did have it at the start, it's like, this is my dog now.
To be fair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my
dog.
It's my sister.
Yeah, literally, that's my bro, that's my sister.
I'm going to keep it a bean. I gotta have sex with you to see if I want to be your friend or not.
That's ridiculous.
Get out of here, man. He's an idiot.
I gotta test it.
Yeah, but any sane person
does it taste good?
Can have a friend of the opposite sex.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
It's mad easy. But there's definitely friends that I have. I'm never gonna fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm off the liquor. Have you ever had a girl put like pussy on your head?
Okay, but would you?
How can I say no?
Easy.
I can't lie to you. Yeah, my first. Female, like best friend. Yeah.
Mm. Was it a first talking stage?
Huh?
Was it a first talking stage?
It was that, but the thing is, like, I used to tell her about girls I used to deal with, innit?
Yeah.
When I was in Sweden, and then when I come back to end,
Sweden,
I was burst. And I shouted at her. I was like, "Can you stop this?" I shouted at her. I was like, "Yo," I was drunk, and I was like, "Yo, like, look, listen. Obviously, I know I was with a ting last week, but I don't really like her. I like you. Like, I only got brain from her last week."
This guy, you're very drunk.
This guy put the relationship on the line, bro. Finished, obviously, but then
We're talking to a nigga who tried to kiss his teacher, by the way. This is the caliber of nigga we're talking to.
Cut that out, you know.
Huh?
We cut
that's what we got cut.
Oh, did it?
Cut it out. Yeah.
I cut it again.
I ain't cutting this bit out because it's just the way he explained it.
But, yeah, and then.
You were victim. You were victim.
The next day, she was like, "Do you not remember what you said to me?" Because I was talking to her at normal, innit?
Yeah.
I was like, "No, I don't remember." She was like,
"Do you see the message?"
No, I called her.
Oh, you called her?
I called her, bro. Yeah, on a drunk one. 2 a.m.
Yeah, yeah,
but to be Drake thing, bro. Yeah. Crazy.
But to be fair, what?
Anyway, we're good friends now. Yeah. But
like with me, I find it like female friends can be a bit too needy.
I've deep
100%.
And they can be a bit too what's the word? I don't want to say another big word. Is it invasive?
You just gotta have boundaries.
Like they're coming into your space a bit.
Invasive, yeah.
Cool.
Have boundaries.
Big word for me.
They've got a man. Like,
but let me tell you. Wait.
You say needy.
Let me give you an example. I was with like one of my friends the other day, and she was like, "I feel like I don't know enough about you." I'm like, "Fair enough." She's like, "What's your darkest secret?" I'm like, "Damn." I'm like, "Fuck." And then I don't even know why I'm gonna say this, but
here we go.
I was like, "No, I ain't. Why am I gonna tell you my darkest secret? They're dark for a reason." Yeah. Mm. You know what I mean? Skeletons in the closet stay skeletons.
Yeah. She got upset at you, innit?
Then it was like, she asked again. I was like, she ain't gonna leave me alone. I was like, damn, okay.
So you told her?
I was like, I nearly got molested as a kid. And then I was like,
wait, let me get that.
So you wouldn't tell her, but you told the entire world?
There's no way you start laughing. There's no way you start laughing.
I laugh when I'm nervous.
It's funny to me, like.
My family member?
No. All right, cool. I'll tell the story.
This guy put the cameras. Yo, all right, cool.
Cut the camera, dead ass.
Cut the cameras.
Now, you like horrible people.
How did we get there, though? Wait. How did we get there?
All right, cool. Let me tell the story. Either way, yeah. I'm sure.
You're a bad guy, man.
I'm sorry.
All right, cool. Can I tell the story? Because I need to.
You need therapy, bro.
I'm there already.
Oh my god, man.
I shouldn't be drinking on the pod. This is the reason. All right, cool. All right, long story short, I'm sure I've told it on the pod. So basically, when I was like 8, yeah, me
you
and my
told the story.
No, I'm telling the story. It's not a bad story. I said I nearly got molested. He didn't take my cheeks, nigga. I mean,
okay,
what's the point?
All right, cool. Either way, yeah. So like when it used to be rainy, me and my cousin, we used to go to the park because the slides be super slidey.
Super wet.
Yeah, super wet. You know that the wet slide? Yeah, so we used to go to the park and went with me and my cousin, my brother. And I was like, yeah, it's too wet. You know when it's too wet where you can't feel anything? But yeah, then so I was like, all right, cool, I'm going home. So I'm going home now. So it's pouring down with rain, grey clouds, everything. And this random man. White man. So he looked kind of random.
Shock.
And he was like, yo, you know where the toilets are? And I was like, they're right there. Like, turn your body to the right. They're right there. He was like, I can't see it. Can you show me? Damn, nigga. Me stupid as fuck. I was like, okay. Let me show this nigga where the toilets are, yeah? Swear to God, I was 2 seconds to get my cheeks confiscated until my cousin came. He's like, yo, like, where you going? And I'm just showing him where the toilets is.
You dumb motherfucker.
But do you know what, yeah? Do you know what is, yeah? Like, obviously your parents teach you not to talk to strangers. I was 8.
Oh, fair play.
But like, I've seen this man before in the park. Like, not
that should have been your warning.
No. I haven't seen him like talk to him. I've seen him like about.
Yeah.
Mm. So like, you know when you see a man like
he's from ends, yeah.
Yeah. But then he was like, he probably now that I see it, probably like 20s to 30s. I don't know. Them niggas looking mad old back in the days. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like community wise, like it's a park right next to my house. I was like, all right, cool. Then yeah, my cousin was like, yo, like, what are you doing? And he was like, nah, nigga, come here. And then I was like, okay, like, I just wanted to get home kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, but back to
that nigga, yeah, he nearly took my cheeks.
No, but back to the
you slimy. If you listen, you slimy.
He's probably not.
Yeah, back to the back to your friend, though. How did she take you when you said that?
Yeah, it was like, she started laughing. And I was like, damn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, niggas, like, I feel like whatever I say, people think I'm joking.
I feel like my dynamic with I feel like a lot of women don't really know how to navigate friendships with boys.
Yeah, mm. Yeah.
With me, me and my closest friend, we've been like close friends since like year 8, year 9, and it's always been a friendship. She's like literally my closest friend, but she's got brothers.
Yeah.
So I think she understands like male and female dynamics.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing's only never been an issue. I think we've argued like three times in what, 12, 13 years. Like, we, do you know what I mean? Like, we never argued.
I don't really tell you the truth, yeah. Having a female friend and not setting close, like, if you don't set like hard set boundaries and whatnot, how you're like and stuff, yeah.
It's hard though.
It's pretty much like having a girlfriend. Like,
but the thing is, if you grow up very together, close, you know each other's boundaries because you've grown
that's
up
what
together.
I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what
like,
I'm saying.
But like, commonly, like, because I have quite a few friends in it.
We know.
That girls
we
and whatnot.
We know.
Okay.
Your but peace knows.
Like, when they have boyfriends, yeah, I get so happy.
Yeah, because it's
I get mad. I get mad happy because that nigga has to listen to all of their stuff all the time.
Now you know. When they're single. Now you have to listen to her problems about her man and be like, damn. You know your boyfriend's right though. It's worse when that nigga's right. It's like, damn. Like, I don't think you're actually good enough for my man. Have you ever been in that position where you think you have to tell a woman, yo, that nigga too good for you?
It's like when your girl, you always say, it's like when your girl complains about like, a situation with her girls.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, like,
you're the problem. You're the problem.
But if you say that.
Word to you, see, like, when your girl talks about work, yeah, and it's like, yo, it's coming a pattern. Like, nigga, you had 6 jobs in 1 year and you had 6 problems with 6 different women.
What's the common denominator? You're a
problem. And I was like, I got a problem with you now because...
You're dumping all that on me.
Yeah, but nah, like, certain up.
There ain't 6 different employers.
Yeah. I'm starting to think Letitia, she was right.
Yeah, no,
100. So do you say a lot of women, if you're a friend, they emotionally dump on you a lot?
I mean, in a way, because it's like a lot. They'll come to you, yeah, with the idea that they want to get like a man's point of view, but after a while, it just becomes like. Because for me, I'm good at making people feel comfortable and whatnot in it. So it comes to a thing where it's like they just want to vent, and then it just becomes like.
But the thing is, yeah, I've always said, again, yeah, again, like again. You ever spoke to a girl, and she's telling you her problems, and you're like, fuck all that. Here's the solution. And then I'd be like, wait.
I just want you to listen.
Yeah. No, like, because why are we going to listen?
But sometimes people don't always want advice.
I'm
about to learn, don't I?
Yeah.
When I have problems, I've got to find a thing. I'm not telling anyone.
As a guy, if I'm telling you my problem, I'm probably going to, like, yo,
but not everything's resolvable, though. You get me?
Yeah.
Like, not everything can be.
Well, there's a way, bro.
No, but I feel like as a man, like, your thing, like, all right, cool, if someone's giving you a problem at work, alright, cool, you're probably gonna tell him or just ignore them.
Yeah.
Like, a woman's gonna be like, gonna be annoyed, and they're still gonna get caught up in the same thing every day.
Do you know what? I get caught up with that with them, you know? Like, even now, like, whenever they tell me something, like a problem, I feel like I have to give something back.
You don't, man. Not always.
Sometimes, yeah.
Not always, innit? But obviously, when like, if Alex calls me to you and says, oh, I have an issue in it, and I don't know how to solve it, and if I feel like I have something for him, I'll say it back.
Yeah.
Because, like, you telling me that as a guy, I feel like you're looking for advice, right, cool, or you're looking for like an option in it. Do you know what I'm saying? But obviously women...
I'm going to let Chino finish here, but why you always got your radio sexy voice on, man? Niggas speak normally, man.
You get them like that. Let you do it. You do you.
Outside, yeah, this nigga got bass in his voice. He's laughing like a hyena. And I was like... Yeah, if Alex ever wants advice, you know what? But nigga, I'm not coming to you for advice, first of all. Nigga, stop trying to get sexy. The hoes are not listening to this podcast. I swear.
Female listeners, no.
Females aren't listening to a podcast called Apes and Tape. Nigga, get out your head. They are not listening.
You never know, do you, bro? You never know.
They are not listening, my nigga.
Next time. Yeah,
every week we have to deal with this. Like,
I like it.
Well, you like his sweet, sexy voice.
No, but I'm saying, like, no, you aura. I get the aura.
Why are you knocking this hustle, bro?
Hey, you hate her. 1 week I hate on Chino, but you've been doing it for about 2 years now, nigga. And I'm the bad guy.
I'm consistent though. Your behavior wishy-washy.
Everyone knows I'm phony.
This nigga hates on me. This nigga. One time, this nigga legit messaged me out of nowhere. I said, I hope you have a bad day today.
No.
One time, I tweeted good news. The nigga messaged me like, I hate when you're happy.
No, wait.
What actually happened prior to the two, actually happened is, he posted a picture, yeah, with him smiling. Yeah, like, you know, it's the house party thing. He's like, all right, well, lockdown house party was great. It was great. And it was a picture of him. He was smiling. I was like, I hate when you're happy. It makes me feel, I don't feel right about
that. I know. But wait. Now you're talking about Atlas hating on, Chino hating on you, yeah? I swear to you, Atlas said, ayo, call me. I said, give me like 5-10 minutes. He said, he's like, bro, you're jobless. Well, like, what are you doing?
You're unemployed.
I told this nigga to call my phone on some urgent shit. Nigga, tell me you're working. Nigga, you don't have a job. What are you doing?
The funniest thing, was at a Soho House, yeah? And someone came up to me and was like, what do you do?
Oh yeah, shit, yeah.
I was like, I don't know, nigga. I tweet. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I was like, but you know when a nigga asks a good question, he's like, what do you do? I was like,
what do I do?
I don't know.
I don't really know.
He was like, I see you on holiday and then I see you like do a podcast, and he was like, but what do you do? And I was like,
oh, he's basically asking if you sell drugs.
Yeah. He was like, the lifestyle, hey man, what? Hey,
or if you go to Dubai for them trips.
Hey,
hilarious.
I like it though. Keeps it bubbling.
There was typing sign and they wanted me to reply. I was at work in meetings. I was in a meeting and I replied eventually. And I was like, why are you taking so long to reply? So I was in a meeting. Niggas start getting on to me, like telling me, oh,
working for the white man.
Master ass nigga.
Hey, no. Hey.
Alex told me I was dick grinding my mother.
Hey, no, but seriously, if you got a job here and you can't go on your phone when you want, yeah, you are dick riding that company so bad.
I was giving a presentation.
Multitask.
Mama presented.
Hold a second, go ahead.
Sorry. Nah, no. You men are funny.
No, but don't you get it, like, sometimes Moses be dick riding a bit too much, man. Nigga like, I gotta make a video. I said, nigga, the white man got you making videos?
Dust.
Damn.
No, the matter thing is
Down for your uncle.
No, the matter thing is for me, like, I'll be ready to, like today, I was ready to leave. No, you're not. I need you to do this edit. 5:30. I'm gonna finish at 6. I said, oh, fuck's sake. Well, I mean, like, it's long when you're not working for yourself, essentially. But hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Niggas are happy dick riding.
Oh, fuck off.
Word to, I'm never
got jobs, man. Sometimes you got a dick ride.
Hey, man. Word.
Sometimes you got a dick ride and not ride, rather than ride a dick.
Wait, pause.
Pause.
You've said too many suspect things today. Huh? You've said too many suspect things.
I don't know.
There's one or two.
There's a message in there somewhere.
That's the third one I've heard today.
I meant the sense of a job.
You said there's a gem in there somewhere.
Somewhere, I don't know, man.
Yeah, the sense of a job, innit? You don't dick ride a job, don't have a job.
When you was like, wait,
I ain't dick. I ain't dick riding right now. I mean, but hey. That's me right now, like, you know what I mean? Certain people be dick riding for too much. Like.
Are we going to end on talking about dick riding, yeah?
What do you want to end on?
End on a good note, nigga, that's what. Like,
end on, listen, I need more niggas in Australia, please, come over.
I swear to you, wait.
No.
No, you ain't more Nigerians in Melbourne.
I need more Niger, man.
You ain't seen this?
There's too many poisonous people, poisonous things out there, man.
Apparently, you said the poisonous thing is like a whole PR scandal to keep black people out there.
Yeah, 100%. When that man say like, oh, there's fucking snakes and spiders, don't listen to them.
Dinosaurs.
They just want to keep black man out there.
Dinosaurs.
I've been in there.
They're doing a good job.
I've been working there for three years. I ain't seen one snake.
You're in one of the biggest cities, innit?
Yeah, but I've been out to the fucking outback and all them things too. I've been out there, but I haven't seen one snake, bruv. One long snake in a row, that's it.
I don't know if I believe you because them figures be realistic as shit.
Depends.
What's them one? Them huntsman spiders?
Nigga,
I've not seen one.
If one comes into my crib, I'm gonna hand him over the mortgage papers.
You know what makes it worse as well? They come from the toilet, bro. Yeah.
Yo, if I'm in there trying to take a shit and I see a snake, I'm gonna leave.
You know what? Yeah, I've always said it. Yeah. Hey, the toilet's the only place where I can let my arsehole hang like freely without nothing. If I can't go Australia. And like, I gotta be like, take a shit and run away. I mean,
or you gotta be like above the.
Cause like let's be real.
Gonna have the thickest hamstrings in the land.
Yeah, but let's be real, cause like when you take a shit, you like to just chill there for like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let your arsehole breathe.
Might read.
You know what I mean? It's been captivated.
Unwind, man.
He's a needle's on that.
Yeah.
Arsehole's been captivated for about, I don't know, like 10
captivated.
Hours.
Captivated.
That is crazy. You're using the most words, bro. Yeah. You know what? I need to clip these.
God damn, nigga.
What's the incline?
Grammarly, or bro?
Bruv.
Captivated.
What's your birthday?
We got to send you a thesaurus.
I'm getting you English Rosetta Stone for your birthday.
Rosetta Stone.
Wait, what's the word?
Don't worry.
No, it's not.
Caption.
Captivated your ass.
Captivated.
Hey, brother, hey, there's nothing that, bro.
What are you trying to say?
Like, oh, tell me the word, nigga.
What are you trying to say?
Captivated your ass. Captured, like, it's just... Inclined and then no, but wait, it's stuck.
Inclined again now.
It's stuck. Wait, we're not leaving.
Sound us out.
I said sound it out, but he doesn't even know the word you're talking about.
No, like sign us out.
Sound us out. Anyway, it's Apes on Tape, you know. Love for Olan for passing through.
I appreciate it, man.
I mean,
plug the Twitter.
Yeah, plug the socials.
Yeah. I mean, Twitter, but yeah, Olan Tech is on the socials, Insta, TikTok, you know what I mean? Follow the journey, man.
He's a dancing ass nigga. He's just up in there.
None of that.
I'm a savage.
I forbid myself to do that.
Listen up. Use the hashtag ALTPod. Like, share, subscribe.
Shout to Moses for coming through.
He was in the area anyway.
You know what I mean?
I was about. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Plug your socials.
What are my socials? Moses Duckrow. That's the full government. Well, not the full government, actually, but we mean if I got about 6-7 names.
Bro.
Shock.
Can we look? Wait. Before we sign out, I had so many issues doing this nigga's passport for our trip. I was like, yep, Moses Duckrow. He was like, nah, nigga, I forgot this name. I was like, oh, man. You Nigerians need to stop calling Nigerian people need to stop calling people their son, their daughters, their name, how they're feeling. Nigga, why is your son's name Disappointment?
Enjoyment.
Wait, your sister's name's Joy.
My name is Joy.
We signing out.
Like, all
right,
peace.
We signing out. Right,
peace,
anyway.
Everyone.
Are you called Igbo Inshayo?
Innocent, but he's doing 5 years.
I might go Glastonbury, you know. I look fucking lit. Wow.
Women only there.
No, but Kendrick,
be careful.
Kendrick was doing the whole matting over there.
Oh, what?